Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Vav. We are up to Sif Tes Vav, the last line on page 464. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes Vav, Eimasai Mevarech. We discussed last night in Sif Yudala that you make a bracha of Al Mitzvahs Eruv when you make an Eruv Tchumen. Now the Mechaber discusses at what point do you make the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "B'shosh mekabetz osom bibnei achatzer." You make the bracha at the time that you're collecting the bread from the people of the chatzer when you're starting to make the eruv. Oh, b'shosh mezake lahem. Or if you're not collecting the bread, but you're being mezake one person's bread on behalf of everyone, so at the time that you're being mezake for everyone, that's when you make the bracha. Va'omer, and after the bracha you say, Bahadin Eruva, with this Eruv, Yeheshara Lon Lafuke Ula Yule, we should be permitted to bring out and in, Menhabotim Lachotzer, Menachotzer Labatim, Mibayas Labayas Lachalabatim Shebachotzer, that we should be allowed to carry from house to Chotzer, from Chotzer to house, of all the houses in the Chotzer. And the Mechaber ends off and says, In Govu Ha'eruv Velo Berchwalov, if you made an Eruv Chatzeros, and you did not make the bracha, so ein habracha ma'keves umutar mutaltel. It's like any other brachas ha-mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to make a bracha on a mitzvah, but if you don't make the bracha, it does not affect the mitzvah. The eruv will be good. You can carry, even though you did not make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei. So the Shulchan Aruch started and said, you make the bracha at the time of collection of the bread. Mipnei shekol ha-mitzvos mevarach alein over las yason. As we know, every mitzvah, you make the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. And here also, before you do the mitzvah of collecting the bread for the Erev, you make the bracha. Ulefim ha-shekosav ha-ramah le'elbisiv vav. And according to that which the Ramah told us earlier, de-haminog le'kabetz kemach mibati ha'ir, that the minog is not to collect bread, but to actually collect flour and then to bake bread. So, ein levarach b'shas kibbutz. Then you should not make the bracha at the time of gathering just the flour. De-havei over the over. That's like before the mitzvah. So it's too early. Kol's man shalom nefa pas. So long the bread is not baked. The bread is the eruv, not the flour. So you cannot make the bracha in that case before you collected the flour. You'll make it later. Sivkatan pei alef shem mekabetz. So the time is when you are collecting the bread. Habes yosef v'abach kosu v'simin shin sadihei. The tzaruch levarach b'shoh shem maschil lekabetz. The time exacting to make the bracha is when you start the collection. V'lokish and nigmar hakibus, not when you finish the collection. Da'oz kvar nigmar hamitzvah. Once the collection is complete, the mitzvah is done, too late to make the bracha. V'achronim iskimu, however, the achronim agree. D'yucho l'chatchilo l'varech achar shekvar nigmar hakibus. The achronim argue. They say you can l'chatchilo make the bracha after you collected all the bread. V'atam, the reason is, mishum desvir lukas. The achronim hold the achash and the skabits. After you collected all the bread, tzarech lechatchila lezakos lecho bnei ha'ir. You need lechatchila to be mezaka that bread on behalf of all the members of the city. Kemoshakosav leelbis of kadam amhei, like we saw earlier in sekadam amhei. Umikri adayin over las yosan, and it's still called over las yosan kishu kodem azikui. Since what they used to do was collect the bread and then they were mezake, so long you didn't do the zikui, it's still considered over las yosan, and therefore they argue and say if you didn't do it before, you could still make the bracha after the collection before the zikui. Umikomakom b'di'evid afilu kfar zika. B'di'evid, even if they already did the zikui on behalf of everyone there, gam kin yuchal levarach, you still can make the bracha. The ikur kenias eruv chal b'eis kenisa Shabbos, because the ikur acquisition, the ikur kinyan of the eruv is really chal when Shabbos comes in. Umikri b'chol gavni over lasiyasam, and that will still be considered over lasiyasam as long as it's before Shabbos. Ubeprat imlo hunoch ha'eruv adayim b'mekomo, specifically if the eruv was not yet put in its place, bevadai shayach levarach, you for sure can still make the bracha. To lo nigmar adayin ha-mitzvah, because the mitzvah is still not done. Sevkotan pei beis. So the Mechaber said that if you are collecting the bread, you do it at the time of collection, so we just discussed, before the collection, after the collection, before the zikui, after the zikui, as long as it's before Shabbos. Sevkotan pei beis is going to the next point of the Mechaber, when you're not collecting the bread, one person is being mezakeh his bread through someone else on behalf of everyone, so then you make the bracha b'shosh shemezakeh lahem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Perish, Shema'orev mishalo v'nosei l'acherim. He's making the eruv from his own bread, and he's giving it to others. V'omerlo, he says to the person that he's using to make the to be mezakeh for everyone. Sha'achar she'yivarech, after I make the bracha, yagbihenu, you should lift it up, kedei she'yizke b'shril an she'ha'ir. So you make the bracha, and then he picks it up, and he's mezakeh for all the people of the city. V'ayim b'ber halacha she'hivenu, and look in the Biralacha where he brought down the Hamavarech Achar Hazikui Yeshlo Gamkin Amilismoch. Even if you made the bracha after the Zikui, so you still have what to rely on. Again, like we said before, really the time that the Erev Eschal is going to be on Shabbos, so as long as it's before that, your bracha really would still be considered in some way over Lasiyasim. Sivkotan Pei Gimel, Luchol Habatim Shebachatzer. So part of the Hadinei Ruva you say is carrying from Chatzar to Bayis, Bayis to Chatzar, Bayis to Bayis, L'chol habatim shebechatzar. V'lo hiskir mavui. Here in the Bahadinei Ruva, we don't mention the mavui at all. Mishum dekan airi. Because here we're discussing a case, shalo nitkan hamavos be'irvin kadin, where the alleyways of the city were not fixed up properly with a lechi and a kor, like we discussed, they were not fixed up. V'kol chotzer misakein eruv chatzeros rak lahatir atiltu b'chotzer. And we're only discussing where each individual chotzer makes their own eruv chatzeros, and therefore we're not including the mavuos. Avol, b'mokum shenitkan ha-mavuos, but in a place where the mavuos are actually fixed up, so then ha-minok sh'osin eruvei chatzeros v'shetufei mavuos kechada. Then we use one part of bread to cover both the Erev Chatzeros and the Shitufei Mavuos. You do it all as one, like we'll see later in Simon Shin Pei Zayin. The Alkein, and therefore, when you say the expression of Ahad Ne'eruva, Tzorech Lahosef Bo Shayusa the Mavui, you have to add in also the permissibility of the Mavui, Vizeh Nusacho, and this is Nusach. Ahad Ne'eruva with this Eruv. Yehishara Lon Lafuke Ulayule Minabatim Lachotzer Mechotzer Labatim. Umi Bayas Labayas, Umi Chotzer Lachotzer, Umi Gag Lagag, Umi Batim Vachatzeros the Mavui, Umi Mavui Lachol Abatim Vachatzeros Shabir Azo. So you're including houses, chatzeros, gagin, mavui, everything is included, smimatir, everything. Lonu ulochol hadorin b'ir hazos. For us, and all those who are living in this city, ulochol mishi yatosef, like we learned last time, and anyone else who will be coming into this city later. V'im ba'orev lochol shabbos hashana, and if you're making this erev not only for this Shabbos, but for all the Shabbosos of the year, so then, Yisayim, you end up by saying, lochol shabbos hashana, ulochol yom tovim. This erev is going to matter all these things for all the Shabbosos of the year and for all the yom tovim. Sivkotan peidalid. The Mechaber ended off the siman and said, if you collected an Erev and didn't make a bracha, it does not affect the Erev, you can still carry. And the same thing is true if you didn't say this expression of Bahadanei Ruva, Keivan Shemeshutofen Be'eruv Sagi Bazeh. Since the Maisa, they are joined together in the Erev, it's fine. If you didn't make a bracha, you didn't say Bahadanei Ruva, the Erev is still chal, you can carry. That concludes Simen Shin Samach Vav, and now we're going to begin Simen Shin Samach Zayinim Isha Yecholu La'arev. If a woman, or a wife more specifically, can make the Erev give in her husband's bread towards the Erev without her husband's knowledge, or possibly even against her husband's will. So we'll begin this Sif tonight, and Amir Tashem will finish this Sif and Simon tomorrow. Says the Mechaber, Ishto shel Adam ma'areves lo shelo midaito. The wife of a man can contribute to an Erev without his das. Afilu in micha ba shelo la'arev. Even if he protests and he says he does not want her to give in to the Erev, the Afilu ain ragil la'arev imahim. Even if he normally does not contribute to that Erev, meaning even if there's not normally an Erev in the Chatzar, it doesn't matter, his wife can take his bread without his knowledge against his will and she can contribute to the Erev. However, v'hani mili kesha'usar aleihem. The only time that a wife can do this is if this chatzar, that if this house that they are living in will aser the chatzar if they don't contribute, so then she's allowed to contribute against his will in order not to aser the entire chatzar. Kigon, for example, she'ein habayis pasuach el v'oso chatzar. If you have a house that's only open to that chatzar, so if one house doesn't contribute, it ruins every little chatzar, so then she can give. Avol imu pasuach l'shtei chatzeros, if the house opens up to two separate courtyards, bi'achas rogil lotzeis v'lovotodir. One of the courtyards they use normally to go in and out. She'usr aleihem, in that case, their house does asr on that chatzer. Uba'achas eino rogil ases alevel. In the other courtyard, they're not rogil to go in and out that way. Birogil she'usr. So in the chatzer that they normally go in and out of, where they would asr if they don't give, ma'areve shelo ledaito. So then she can contribute to the Erev without his das. Afilu eino rogil orev. Even if he doesn't normally contribute, they don't normally can erev, but he will ask her if he doesn't contribute now, so she can give his bread in against his will. Ubisheino rogil loses v'lofonami. And in the chutzer where they don't normally go in and out of, so afal pish eino oser. So even though by not giving in, they're not asking that chutzer, so still im rogil lo orev imohim. If this house normally contributes to that Erev, Ma'areve Shalolodaito, she can also contribute to the Erev where they wouldn't ask her that chaser, but since they normally give in, she can give in against the will of her husband. Avol, Im Eino Oser, but if it's a chaser that they would not ask her by not giving in, Vigam Eino Rogil La'arev Imahim, and he also doesn't normally give in to that Erev, you have both those things, then Eino Ma'areve Shalolodaito, then the wife cannot give in without the das of the husband. And so long the husband did not protest against her contributing explicitly, even if he doesn't normally contribute to that Erev, and he would not ask her that Erev, she is allowed to contribute to the Erev without the knowledge of her husband, because we assume he'll be happy with it. And note number two explains why is that. Says the Bach, She'eruv chatzerus hu mitzvah mid rabbanan sofrim, like we learned the other night, and eruv chatzerus is a mitzvah mid rabbanan to do. Ulakach kishelo yodim maidaito shel habal. So therefore, if we don't know what the baal wants to do, mutter lor, if you're allowed to give in his food, mishum shenoach l'odem she'teosa mitzvah b'mamono, a person is always happy to do a mitzvah with his mamon. So if we don't know otherwise, you're allowed to give it in. But if we know he doesn't want it, and he doesn't ask her, and he doesn't normally contribute, then she would not be allowed to give it in. Avol. That's what we'll stop in the Mechaber for tonight. So the Mechaber ends off over here, and he says, although in many of these cases just discussed, she can take his bread against his will and give it into the Erev, but what she can't do is contribute his bread, and be mezake his bread on behalf of everyone in the Chatzar, that far she cannot go. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekatan Aleph, Ishto Shel Adam. So why does a wife have this right? Mipnei she'ishto kegufo. We know the klal, a wife is like her husband. They're like one. Vehekelu afilu kishamichaba. Therefore, they were lenient with the wife to give in his bread, even if he's protesting against her. Mishum shechoshashu chazal. Because chazal were concerned. Shema yiskavin lahaknit es adorim leser aleihem. Maybe he got into some kind of a little fight with someone, and Ibatafka wants to come ask the chatzar, therefore she's allowed to come in and save him, and contribute bread to the Erev. And note number three, he explains, B'yeser bir kosar levush. The levush expounds on this idea, and he writes, Shayidei kach yarivu ito shcheino. By not giving him, then all his neighbors are going to be fighting with him. V'akosav tzoveach v'omer. The pasuk screams and says, D'rachea darcheinoam. The ways of the Torah are sweet. V'chol nesivashah shalom. And all its ways are peace. V'imkein. And if so, ayeha shalom v'animus. Where's the peace? Where's the sweetness? Here the Dakon of the Erevin is going to cause a fight. Where's the shalom? Where's the sweetness? And therefore they're allowed to contribute. The Al-Kain, therefore, Hikilu v'amru, Chazal were lenient, and they said, She'ishto shehigufo shel adam, a woman, a wife who's like gufo of the man, Ma'reves lo shelomidaito, she's allowed to contribute to the Erev without his das, Va'filu imichaba shelo la'orev, even if she's protesting and saying not to do it, the wife is allowed to do it anyway. If you skip to the next paragraph, he writes, Tam acher kasav abach. The Bach brings down another reason, Madua gam b'micha b'habal b'feirish, that even though the husband is protesting explicitly, still yechola isha la'ari b'akorcha, the wife can contribute to the Erev even against his will. The hu mishum, and that is because, sha'erev hu mitzvahs asei mitivere sofrim, as we discussed, in Erev is the mitzvahs asei d'rabanan, ulakach mevarchin al mitzvahs Erev, therefore we make the bracha of al mitzvahs Erev, ukeshem mocheba shelo la'ari, when he's protesting not to give to the Erev, harehu ki'ilu mocheba isha shelo l'kai mitzvah. It's like he's screaming to his wife not to be mekayim mitzvah, in which case you don't have to listen, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, therefore zok the bach, that's why the wife can contribute against the husband's wish, unlike the reason the Mishnah Berurah brought down, which is because he want to keep the shalom amongst the neighbors who are going to get angry if he doesn't contribute. Sivkatan Beis Ma'arevas Lo, she can give to the Erev for him, Mishalo, from his food. Sivkatan Gimel, Kisha Oser Alav, when there is a chaser that he would ask her on it, hachaser imlo ya'arev imahim. If he would ask her on them, the entire chaser, if he doesn't contribute, so that was grounds for his wife to give him to the heir against his will. Sivkatan dalet, beragil sha'oser, kidla kamam isimin shin peivav, sivtes ayin sham. Sivkatan hey, ragil la'arev shalom medaito. Here the mechaber said, the one that is eno ragil latzis v'lovo sham, so he won't aser it. So even so, but if he normally contributes there, so then she can give against his will as well. Explains the Mishabura Hainu Afilu Kashemichaba. Again, even if he is protesting. V'atam, the reason is Mishum Darchei Shalom. Again, because to keep the peace. Kevan Sha'ad Ato Hayodaku Litin Chelek Be'erev. Even though he's not answering it, but Lamaisa, he used to contribute, and therefore she can contribute on his behalf, even against his will. V'lochein Chal Ha'erev B'chol Gavni. Therefore, the Erev would work even if she doesn't give, because he doesn't ask her, the Erev would work anyway. But Mutter Achakach Latado Kelem Shashasu Bebeso L'chatzer Zeh. But once she does give in, it does allow more access, because now his house is part of it, and even though his house opens really to another chatzer, that they use that entrance way more, but now they're able to carry freely from that house to the chatzer and to the other houses as well, once she gives in to the Erev, even though it's against his will. Sivkatan Vav. We said at the end that even though she can contribute in many of these cases to the Erev, his own food against his will, but what she can't do is take his food and be mezakeh on behalf of others and sponsor the entire Erev for the chatzer. Sivkatan Vav, v'leina yechola, hainu, afilu livnei chatzer sha'usr aleihem. Even if it's a chatzer that by him not giving in, he's asering everyone, v'rogil la'aridim ohem, and he normally gives in, so it's the greatest reason for her to contribute. So she can contribute, she can't sponsor everyone. Sivkatan Zayin, lezakas mishaloki, she can't be mezakeh his bread on behalf of everyone. Umi mizono seha yechola lezakos, so she wants to use her own bread that she has, that does not belong to her husband, then she can contribute her bread to mezakeh on behalf of others, shehi shalah, because that bread belongs to her. Sevkatan ches. But if it's not hers, but rather it's the husband, she cannot sponsor the Erev on behalf of everyone. Shalobi idioso, sevkatan ches, pirish, she'ena bal yodem izeh. If he doesn't know about it, she would not be allowed to do it. We'll stop here and finish in Mitzvah Shem this Siv tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.